All right, we are back. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. And as I mentioned before the break, we're in studio today. Lander Mayor Monty Richardson and Lander Chief of Police Scott Peters. Monty's minutes. We always love having the mayor come on the show after the council meetings to kind of just fill us in on what's going on at those meetings and then in the community as well. Chief Peters kind of fills us in on stuff that's going on with the police department and just offers general reminders and advice that's always good to hear. Before we dive into the show today, how's everybody doing this morning?
Doing pretty great.
Thank you both for taking the time, as always, to stop by today. Do appreciate it. Mayor, busy day yesterday, wasn't it?
It's been a busy couple months. Yeah, it was busy yesterday. I mean, we were at meetings all day long, and like I said, that's how we learn what's going on, and people can give us their opinions. But yesterday we had a special meeting. We started at 5:30 with an executive session on real estate. That's about all I can say on that one. But
executive sessions can't talk too much about.
Yeah, on the council meeting. We had approval of the agenda. We had mayor and council updates. I mean, we knew we had a long night coming, so there wasn't a whole lot on the mayor and council updates. I do want to mention this is Fire Prevention Week.
It is.
And firemen are all at all the schools and daycares out there and just being recognized by the kids and telling them how to, you know, evacuate their homes and stuff and gather safely.
And they're really getting all throughout the community. Bobby Johnson just messaged me literally right before we started the show and said, "Hey, someone will be there today for an interview at 2. So
yeah,
that'll
well,
be cool.
Help them out today. So
yeah.
But like I said, great job, firemen. I do appreciate all the hard work they do. And these are volunteer guys, so make sure you tell them thank you. We do appreciate them. And they do have their Thursday night open house at the fire hall. Starts at 6 o'clock. So, and they'll have the helicopter fly in and
awesome.
Do all the things that they do. So, I do appreciate you guys. Thank you. We had consent agenda, bills and claims, and regular meeting minutes of September 27th we approved. It was kind of a short council meeting. I had second reading on ordinance 22-3, an ordinance rezoning Johnson subdivision. So, and that went through for the second reading. And then we also had, this is the chief, he wrote us a grant to authorize the mayor to sign a grant agreement 72-133, awarding the city and Lander Police Department $33,638.53. And I'll let him talk about that too, but that's 100% grant. So
nice. Okay.
But I'll let him refer to a little bit on that. And then we had the mayor sign the Haichu easement right away. And that's up the Sinks Canyon there where the Haichu place is to give us right away easements to fix our utilities and stuff. Our main water line runs through their property. So.
Okay.
But that was a pretty simple meeting.
Yeah.
And then we went to a bigger one. So.
Yeah, so for our listeners who don't know, there were two Army Corps of Engineers presentations yesterday about the design phase of the flood mitigation barrier that's proposed that they're like in the design phase. I think they said at 35% right now.
Right.
They had those two presentations yesterday, one at 1, one at 7, for folks to come. And I wasn't even sure there was going to be a Q&A, but they did have a Q&A
right
at the end too, which was great. So they had presentations, they had all of the folks who have been a part of the engineers, part of the design phase, so people could ask specific questions. Seemed very informational last night, and like a lot of people did get a lot of their burning questions out to them,
right,
too.
Right, and I think that they did a good job answering them and stuff. Like I said, it's a touchy subject. It's about life and healthy and safety of our citizens also.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we got to take everything into consideration when we look at this. People need to understand this is just a study. It's a design phase. We're at only 35%. It's 2 years away before we even get the designs done. And like I said, I think we just need to sit back and come down and do what we got to do in the springtime for floods and stuff to keep people as safe as possible. We do have another meeting on October 25th at 6 p.m. at the City Council work session meeting. So we're going to talk about the impacts if we do nothing, because that's one of the options, is to do nothing or go forward with the presentation of the flood mitigation on the wall.
Right.
And like I said, they presented some pretty nice pictures last night, I thought, of what their design looks like. Looks like to me that it'd be a decorative wall that'll really frame in the park. And it'll make it safer for our kids, because I've seen people drive out on the yards there by the playground. And
yeah, it's really early to tell on that design phase, but one of the things that I thought was interesting, that it was, I think, a 3 to 4 foot concrete barrier that they'll add aluminum panels to in the event of a flood, or if they are during flood season or whatever. That was just one of the ideas they were throwing around in that design phase. But I just thought that was kind of interesting, too, because I didn't know what it was going to be. I mean, I don't think any of us knew until they did this design phase. So there's still a lot of things that, from what I took from it too last night, they didn't have a lot of answers yet because they're still so early in the study, design phase.
You know, and cost wise and
yeah
and stuff, you know. And if we have that, they had the funding at $426 million worth of damage if we do have a 100-year flood, but that's on old data, you know. And we need to get the new data stuff as soon as they can get it to us, because it's going to help decide what kind of budget we have to have, or if we can afford it.
Well, and there were some good questions last night, too, because a few of them, like I said, they didn't have answers to, but they're things that are on their radar, and if they weren't, they are now when they're in that design phase.
And that's it. And that, we've changed this design 2 or 3 times before. We've met with them and talked about getting input from the citizens, taking it to the core. So every time we do a design change, it takes more time. So, but I do want to get out there. We are not tearing City Park down. You know, it's been flooded before, and the water run out through and down the street. We're just trying to see how we can protect people in their houses along the river. They also said, you know, with the economy the way it is and economics, it doesn't pan out. So we need to figure out how to protect the people along the river also, as that trailer park. There's a dike down there already, a berm halfway done. Do we finish that berm? Do we put walls around them? You know, there's a lot of things to consider on all this stuff. So, but we want to keep everybody in their houses and do the best we can.
So when is that next meeting that you said again?
Oh, it'll be the next spring.
No, the
impact?
Yeah, the 28th?
Yeah, the 25th at 6 p.m.
I'm sorry. Okay.
That'll be at 6 p.m. on the 25th. I'm going to try and find a larger venue, and we'll let you know so you can get it out there on the radio too, Vince. Cool. But like I said, our place is booked, so that leaves us to move to somewhere else and find another venue for that night. So, like I said, we're working hard for you, and things are running pretty smooth. We're getting ready to start the audit phase of our business this next couple weeks. They'll be in.
Oh, the fun times,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, fun times on budgets and stuff. So, but I want to just tell everybody, City Hall's open. It's a friendly place to come. We'll make sure that if you have any questions, come down and talk to us. We can get them answered. So don't be afraid to come down and see us. Have coffee on all the time. Still waiting for Vince to show up to come have a cup of coffee, but he never does.
you come here for the coffee. It is coffee time, so.
And maybe one day we ought to host coffee time down there or something.
That'd be fun. We're looking at a bunch of things about doing some potential remote shows and do the interviews at a different location. So those are ideas we're tossing around, and I do like that.
I do too. I think we need to get people out.
What else is going on in Lander right now? Anything? Any events that you wanted to talk about?
Well, yes, I do. Excuse me. December 3rd is Light Up Lander.
Right. That's the
next coming. We're starting that, so we'll get that up and running. We had several meetings already. We start that. 1st of October, it takes a while to plan all this stuff. So
it takes a while, but man, it'll
be here before we know it.
It will. That's what
it's we're in the middle of October already. Right. And this is ridiculous.
We talked this summer about the pig roast. Next thing we know, what's on top of us.
Right? Yeah.
But exactly. Like I said, it'll be a fun time. We'll get the applications out. And if you need any information, you can give me a call. And I give my personal phone out all the time. Mm-hmm. So at 330-6553, and we can give you a heads up and where we're heading. We don't have a theme. We just light up and build floats and enjoy it. No cost to the participants. It's just to become a better community and pull together. So, but like I said, just working on all that aspect. And I said, please, if you have any questions, don't listen to Facebook. I'm sorry, I'm batting your competitor there, but come down and ask. Don't spread the rumors. And, you know, and people put a lot of misinformation out there and a lot of accusations. Don't listen to them. Come down and visit with us. I got the chief here of us with the police departments, with me, whatever. But please don't believe what you hear and see on Facebook, because I'm sorry, that is just not a good place.
Yeah, social media comment sections can get pretty wild. But yeah, like you said, always do your own research. Look things up on your own, and talk to the people that are involved with the situation. And you just mentioned Chief Peters, who's been sitting here today this morning as well. Chief Peters, first, how are you doing? How are we doing today?
Doing good, Vince. How are you?
Doing swell. Thank you for stopping by. The mayor mentioned something about the council meeting from last night, a grant. What was that for?
What that grant was is a data system. It's just upgrading our infrastructure at the police department. What this allows us to do is, we're running off a system that's 30 years old. It's a good system, but this allows us to get more modern when it comes to data, being able to pull data. Since it is the age of analytics, and you know, you wouldn't think analytics would factor into police departments, but actually it does. There's a lot of software and there's a lot of technology out there that will help us do our job better.
Totally. I follow a lot, YouTube channels from former police officers who you know, break down videos and stuff like that. And one of the things they talk about is how much of it is technology and paperwork. People don't realize that so much of the job is paperwork and learning some new technology.
Oh, it is. And this anything that allows our guys to be on the street longer, that's the way. And you know, just to put it in perspective, and people probably aren't interested in it, but just a traffic crash. Like we had a 3-car pile up there at 6th and Lincoln Street yesterday.
Yeah. Everyone where, okay on that one, or can't talk about it, or...
They're okay. A couple folks got dinged up. Nothing major, It was a major crash for that little intersection.
Right.
But not to get so much into that crash, but the perspective behind it is that what folks don't realize is that it took an hour and a half for the officer to deal with the crash on the street. It'll take another an hour and a half behind the scenes. So that's 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So anything we can do to help speed that up, that's the nature of what this type of grant is.
That's awesome. What else do you have coming our way? I know we're going into the Halloween season, coming up into the winter months. Any other advice or recommendations you want to get out to the community?
We'll be safe. Kind of like I harp all the time on, you know, pedestrian safety and driving. Mm-hmm. And then we had, you know, at Baldwin Creek there, we had that incident happen. But, you know, be aware. We have way too many people. It's great in the community, not way too people. It sounds horrible. You know, riding bikes, running. Be careful when you're coming to driving. Be cautious of folks on the road. Be aware. Put your phone down, please. In the big scheme of things, that's the number one. That's the number one thing. People just, you know, pay attention when you're driving. It seems like everybody's in a hurry, which I understand that aspect of life. You know, we are in a rush world, but you know what? Just be aware of folks around.
100%. After that tragic accident, everyone just seemed to be a little bit more on watch and kind of seeing more incidences of people just not paying attention, being on their phones. And one of the big ones I always see is how the stop sign, I think in some people's minds, extends 10 to 15 feet past the stop sign. I see that quite. I'm like, are they going to stop? Are they going to stop? Oh, and they usually do, but it's always kind of this roll of the dice. You never know.
It's true. I mean, stop signs are stop signs. They're not yields. and that in the same sense, you know, folks, just be aware of what's going on.
Right.
And then what to remember, too, I guess the easiest way I've had people ask, you know, when it comes to crashes and, you know, impaired drivers and everything that we have on the road is, you know, be a defensive driver. Don't be an aggressive driver.
Right.
So if you think of that in that aspect, you know what, be aware of your surroundings. If you're thinking in a defensive kind of way, you know what, everything should be good because you're alert and paying attention.
Alert, paying attention, and throw some logic in there too. If you're in a rush in the morning when a bunch of other people are in a rush in the morning, maybe be cognizant of that. You know that, that maybe this is the time of day to slow down a little bit, especially in the school zones.
Yeah, especially in Lander. My gosh, I've never lived in a town where the sun is brutal. The sun is absolutely brutal in the morning here where, you know, maybe it's just the mountain or the aspect. Who knows the way the town was set up, but
yeah.
My gosh, it's blinding, especially when you get on the east side of town.
Yeah, it is bad. I've got a eye condition called a coloboma, so I've got photophobia, so I have real bad light sensitivity. So in the mornings, I mean, I always have my sunglasses on pretty much throughout the day. Anytime I step outside, I can't even go out there, and that's just on a normal day, let alone you throw in a snowy morning with the glare and the winter. That's what I'm worried about coming up with the safety there.
Yeah, it's true. Then the other side of it, kind of like what I always talk about, is, you know, don't drink and drive. Mm-hmm. Find a designated driver. The DUI events and the DUI task force, our last event was Labor Day. We'll have another one coming up at Thanksgiving, so it'll be another month and a half out. But we're out all the time, so it's not just, hey, we only come out for the event stuff. You know what? We're out there all the time looking for it. So, you know what? Take the time, make plans, get a designated driver, use WRTA.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you can, especially in Lander, and we talked about this over and over. It's like beating that drum still. I mean, Lander's not so big that you can't, if worse comes to worse, you can't just leave your keys and walk.
Yeah, buckle up, buttercup. Walk home. You know, it's 10 to 15 minutes. Yeah, just get that walk home. Well, Chief, was there anything else that you wanted to get out to our listeners today?
No, just one thing. You'll see a new officer around town. We did lose Trevor Budd, our detective. He left and went to Cody a couple months ago.
Oh, sorry to see him go, but who's the new guy?
So we were down one, but now we got him hired. His first day on the streets was yesterday. His name is Joe Zimmerman.
Okay.
He's not brand new to law enforcement. He comes with 5 years of experience, so, you know, it's a good addition to the community. So if you see him around, you know what, he's a good guy, and he's there to help.
Say hello to Officer Zimmerman if you see him out on the streets. Chief Peters, thank you so much for filling us in today.
Oh, thank you.
Mayor Richardson, was there anything else that you wanted to get out to our listeners before we let you get out of here?
Well, I think people just need to, you were talking there about everybody's in a hurry. We ought to just leave about 15 minutes earlier and get there safe so everybody gets where they're going, safe places. Uh-huh. So, and Joe's a local boy here, so, and he played soccer for the Tigers and football, so he knows Lander, and he'll be a good addition. So
awesome.
Tell him hi when you see him.
Well, we're glad to have him here, and glad to have you here today with
Thank
us,
you.
Mayor and Chief Peters, for filling us in on everything that's going on with Lander. Monty's Minutes filling us in on the post-Lander City Council meeting and the flood mitigation barrier meeting last night. Be on the lookout for this interview later on County 10, either today or tomorrow. Appreciate all of our listeners for tuning in. And Mayor Chief Peters, thank you guys both for stopping by today.
Thank you, Vince. Appreciate it.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And I think we do have time to get in that Dear Sirs interview in. So that'll be coming up after a quick word from our sponsors.